Today, the first reading is about Paul and his preaching in Thessalonica. It's quite beautiful. The psalm prepares us, picking up from the first reading, for the gospel. See, you searched me and you know me. From Psalm 139. And then the message of the gospel is pretty clear, isn't it? Not only that merely external practice is insufficient and also leads to pride and hypocrisy, but that you should have done the other. You see? Judgment and mercy and fidelity. It's an invitation to a deeper interior life, to struggle with those drives, fear, anger, revenge, unchastity, whatever, and live a pure life from the heart. That's what our Lord is telling them, huh? He doesn't say, you know, if you want to do that other things, fine, go ahead. But you see, it's interesting. You cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of plunder and self-indulgence. What's that mean? The inside of the cup and the dish? Yeah. I mean, you're eating out of dishes that you bought with extorted money. So every time you eat off them, they're going to make you sicker and darker. You see, first clean the inside of the cup. That is, obtain honestly what you put inside that cup, so that the outside may also be clean. Now, we have this example of St. Rose of Lima. You just heard about it. I mean, talk about single-minded. The very first saint of the New World, I think. Single-minded. That's what simplicity is all about. Huh? Simplicity comes from two Latin words, sine plexibus, meaning without any folds. This is one thing the Word of God goes after a lot. Of course, on our Lord's preaching, but Psalm 12, you know, is impossible to translate, I guess. Talking about people. And it says, Lev velev midaberu. They speak with heart and heart. Heartfelt. Baloney. Behind that heart is another heart. And there's your motives. You got to look there. You might be sweet and loving and charming and I don't know what else. And be full of rot. Because you're doing it for your own aggrandizement, your own self-protection, who knows. You see, this is a strong call. We usually read as all those, you know, the bad guys. Look what they do. You know, they tithe and they scrub the outside and they never mind the bad guys. What do we do? How do we get a pure heart? Louis de Montfort has a tiny little book called The Secret of Mary, I think it is. And he describes how, if you invite her, she will begin to live in your heart and purify it, make it single-minded. See, pure of heart means single-minded. What I do for God, and that's that. I'm not after reputation or money or popularity or self-defense or whatever. I want to please God. Now you heard about St. Rose. I mean, she sure did that, right? In a ferocious way, if you want. But she did it. How do we do it? We fight for a life of prayer every day. Well, prayer is boring. So what? Can't you offer it up for all the bored people who don't even know they're supposed to pray? Well, it's a bit dark, hey? That's a good sign. You don't need a lot of fun and games to keep you at prayer. That's good. You heard about her. Talk about single-minded guts. You see? That's how we get a pure heart. Through prayer. And through this companionship of Mary. It's not a sentimental thing. If you ever read any of things she says to some of these visionaries, she's no milquetoast, you know. She told a bunch of these kids, I think it was at Karamanal, some of those bishops are going to hell. Hello? You know? Tough. Fast. Pray. The world is sinking into darkness and filth. But this companionship of Mary will always, you see, she's the one who makes our heart sensitive to the Holy Spirit. A pure heart, single-minded, for the Lord, no agendas. She's the one who does that. Now, when we're sensitive to the Holy Spirit, what happens? He forms our heart to be like the heart of Jesus, concentrated on the Father, loving the Father, wanting only the Father's will. Imagine the guts it took for Jesus to stand there and tell these people this stuff. The Father wanted it said. Jesus wasn't mad at them. What he's hoping is he can cut them to the heart and change them. And I'm sure some were. I once gave a prophecy. It was down in New Orleans. And the Lord, through the prophecy, was pretty tough. It was the follow-up Congress from the 77 in Kansas. So it was like 79, something like that. And the Lord said, you know, why are you doing what you're doing in your ministries? You love to be in the front of the crowd preaching? You know, you're happy that people give you money? You like it that people call you, you know, reverend and get out of it or change. And I will give you the precious gold of repentance. Come to me and I'll give you fire-tried gold. And though I said it, it's been with me ever since, like, watch it. I just think, really, what guts it took Jesus to stand there in front of all these leaders and talk like this. Why would he do it? Because he was mad at them? No. To save their souls. To help them see what they're doing. And so, and he's tough. And we have some of these, you know, those beautiful exaggerations he uses. You swallow the gnat. No, you strain out the gnat and you swallow the camel. Or the other one, the camel, if you're rich, it's like trying to get a camel through that, through a needle. He likes those things because they strike us. Huh? And so, let's not be among those who strain out the gnat and swallow the camel. Let's make sure we have a real prayer life every day. And listen to the Lord. And if you ever read that little book by Louis de Montfort, it's a big help. How Mary lives in us, moves in us. This is pretty radical. I remember when I first saw it in the prayer of John Paul II to Our Lady. Live in me. And in one part, when he possessed my soul, I thought, did John Paul II really say this? This is pretty radical. I mean, more than radical, different. Then I asked, finally somebody told me, yes, He first pronounced that prayer in Poland. I think it was at the Shrine of Our Lady. And I have a copy of the prayer if you want it. It starts off Immaculate Conception, because she is God's Immaculate Conception, right? God's conception of her is totally pure, immaculate. You see, Mary, my mother, live in me, speak in me, speak in and through me, give me, and so forth. And it's this trying to work for a pure heart.